This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the all-new Evening Edition, and we're taking a look at this story that authorities have shared in terms of some of the details. Malaysia has the highest number of IP addresses uploading and downloading photographs and visuals of child pornography, and this is across Southeast Asia.
Yeah, we topped the list. Again, not another desirable list to be on. Mm. And the number of children falling prey to perpetrators that they befriend online is also reportedly increasing. Very fast, of course, when it comes to parents and Malaysian parents and habits. A lot of parents do let their children use their cell phones without monitoring them. In fact, there are statistics, right? More than 60% of children spend time in online chat rooms on the internet on a daily basis.
Yeah, and so there was basically a seminar on cyber protection for children, and it revealed that based on data furnished by Dutch police and based in Malaysia in 2015, about 17,000 IP addresses involved in child pornography were from Malaysia. And so we've taken a look at, this type of issues and the extended issues that are related to this, right? When we talk about how kids are on all of these social media platforms and how they are, they fall prey to a lot of these sexual predators as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a really scary thing.
It is.
I mean,
it
even
is.
For parents, even if you do try to monitor your kids and, check on what it is they're doing, they're faster. They're whiz kids. Mm. Which parent hasn't heard a parent proudly proclaim that their child is a genius on the iPad? Well, it's not just Paw Patrol that they're watching.
Yeah.
There are lots of different things that they get mixed up in.
Well, we have on the line lawyer Sharmila Sekharan, chairperson of Voice of the Children. Sharmila, thank you for being with us. Tell us first, are you surprised by this news?
Sadly, no, I'm not surprised. It is a very disturbing trend, but I'm so glad that it's been published. I hope the other media carry it as well in the different languages. I know it's carried in Sinchu. I hope the Malay papers carry it as well, so that there's greater awareness about this issue. But I think it is very sad that, I'm not surprised by this fact.
Right. And Sharmila, what do you think about our enforcement officers, enforcement efforts, to stop child pornography and to protect children online?
Well, so far the enforcement efforts have been focused on after something happens. There's very little done. And that by nature is what enforcement is about. It's about enforcing a law and making sure that it is utilized in the best way and to full effect. It's great to have the law in place once something happens, or to have the laws so that people know and understand, what is grooming? Because it's stated in the law, and someone will explain, this is what grooming is. Oh, you mean if I do this, I can be punished? Yes. So now I know that I'm not going to show a child any kind of porn, say, for example, because that could mean that I'm grooming that child. So it creates awareness in that sense. But what we're not doing is enough awareness in terms of ensuring that people are able to protect themselves or protect their loved ones, whether it's parents protecting children or society protecting other children. We've not done enough awareness in that sense.
Sharmila, so the Ministry of Education mentioned back in October of 2017 that sex ed in schools would be improved to prevent kids from becoming victims of sexual abuse. Are we close to implementing those changes to sex ed in our schools?
The short answer is no, we're not. But I would like to say that in terms of protecting children and creating awareness must also be created among the adults. We cannot impose it on children to protect themselves. Yes, absolutely, that children should also be made aware of certain things. We must tell them that if they don't feel safe, don't stay. Go for help. Where do you go for help? If someone does whatever to you, it is not right. Tell them to stop. But I think the greater onus and responsibility must be on parents, on teachers, in schools, in the community around them. I think greater awareness needs to be there. you know, we have to remember that children's minds are not cynical and should not be, rightly so, you know. We don't want them to constantly question every single person who wants to be friends with them as to, you know, what is your intention of befriending me? You know, that is the role of the parents, to check out the friends, to check out the friends' parents. You don't allow your children to go to someone else's house without knowing the house, that the home they're going into. Who are the parents? What do they do? What are their views on bringing up children? You may be protective about your child at home, but the child goes to the friend's house and watches porn in the friend's house. So it's the responsibility of the parents and all adults around the child to protect the child.
Well, Sharmila, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Sharmila Sekran, chairperson of Voice of the Children, giving us her thoughts on about how Malaysia is topping the list of countries across Southeast Asia for online child pornography. And it hits similar themes that we've spoken about, which is, you know, how is sex ed in schools going to actually address it? And, you know, it's one thing about the kids, but it's also the parents, how much they can be engaged in that conversation with their children on these issues, and not just sort of, you know, wash their hands of this issue.
Yeah, well, I think it's really complex. I don't think it's a matter of, you know, washing your hands sometimes. You know, it's a difficult topic to bring up.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. We've got more stories coming up on the Evening Edition. Here's some music by REM, Driver 8, PFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.